Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
237. Joe Biden talking right now. Talking jobs, talking economy. He's saying a third of inflation is caused by cars, car prices. Inflation is kind of a wacky statistic, isn't it? When you look at it, the way they compute kind of the consumer price index is they take this bucket of things that we buy and say, all right, here's sort of what life is like. Of course, each of us, our spending concerns are made up of different buckets, right? So if you're not buying a car, maybe you're not as affected by inflation as the statistics would have you believe, but it depends what they're putting in the bucket. Rent is going up. Prices are going up all over the place. I don't know. Can you blame Joe Biden? Sure. Yeah, when you're the president, you get the heat. Do you get the credit when things go well? Yeah, usually yes. Is it fair? No. But that's how it works. That is how it works. I want to talk about this because there was a survey done of people going on vacation. Now, I don't know who these people are answering a survey before they go on vacation. People are astonishingly obsessed with reading online reviews. Is this you? Are you an online review obsessive? 651-461-9226. Love to talk to some of you guys. We'll take texts as well, but 651-461-9226. Study done by One Poll. They surveyed 2,000 vacationers in the U.S. 67% said they're obsessed with scrolling reviews. And on average, the number is 17 reviews that you read before you book a vacation. Now, you got to be careful with online reviews, right? Because do you know if the person really went where they claim they went? Do you know that it's not just, you know, that Bob from Maryland might be Bob, the owner of the resort that's being reviewed? It's hard to know. We love these reviews, though. They're prominently displayed on anything you purchase on Amazon, on any resort you research on Google or TripAdvisor, everyone's feedback. Online reviews put travel agents out of business. We just look at what the people say and then decide where we go. 17 reviews sounds excessive to me. That sounds like too many reviews. I let my wife, and by let, I mean I don't do anything, so my wife books all of the travel arrangements for us. She'll send me a couple places, usually, like, what do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? And I would say I typically read zero reviews. Zero reviews. Dan, are you a review, online review reader?
Not so much for vacations.
Other stuff you buy?
But for other stuff, especially like if I'm purchasing on Amazon.
Yes, I read Amazon reviews too.
Because you know that some of the stuff on there is coming from Lord only knows where. I mean, third party folks. And so, well, this thing that I'm looking at is really cheap. Well, if it's really cheap, it, you know, usually is cheap for a reason. So if you look through the reviews, you can start to see, you know, it's okay, but here's the issues with it. But even in that sense, I think it's gotten difficult to really discern what's a legitimate review and what's somebody who either got free stuff and so they're pumping it up, or
yes,
it's a plant. Or...
And your taste may be different from my taste, right, and you might be complaining about something that has nothing to do with the actual experience.
Or somebody got the one bad, you know, piece of the product in the batch, and so they leave a super negative review. Well, is that emblematic of the product as a whole, or is that just one bad experience? So it's a balancing act. I mean, I will glance at them, but...
How do you explain this? 75% said false write-ups have led to arguments and tension among people that you go on vacation with. So you go on vacation, you're like, well, the review said this,
yeah,
and it's not that, and then you're... wife or husband yells at you because you read these reviews.
I mean, that might seem a touch success,
but 72% still trust opinions, decisions. We know these reviews are garbage, and we can't stop reading them. We can't help ourselves.
Some of it's just data sample too, right? I mean, if you see a product that has 10 or 15 reviews and a product that has 1,000 reviews, well, you sort of start to figure that the product with 1,000 reviews, the fake ones are going to balance themselves out
yes,
to a degree.
Yes.
You know, so it's not going to be skewed one way or the other. But
right.
So there's a sample size to it, too. But, yeah, it's,
so
it's
when
difficult.
When I'm looking at Amazon, there also, to me, is like a sweet spot of the score. Because you know they're gaming the score, right? The number of stars. If you see a review that's a 5.0, like, or a product with a 5.0, you know it's bogus, right? You're like, nothing is, no, nobody's perfect. Can't be 5.0. If it's below, what's the low number? What's the threshold where you're like, I'm not going to do it? For me, if you're under 4, I'm dubious about that product.
Yeah, if you're under 3, for sure,
right,
that's an issue.
But if you're over, what if you're like 4.7? Too high? Too high seems fake.
Again, it depends on the sample size, right?
If there are, yes, if you have a 4.7 and there are 12,000 reviews, I feel real good about it. I like a 4.4. That's me. I like a 4.4. Not perfect. Probably not fake. They've left enough negative reviews in there. 4.4 is where it's at. One of our texters.
That seems very specific.
That's what I want, 4.4. I read the negative review first. The positive review does not help me that much. You loved it. Great. I'm happy for you. The negative review can be helpful, but also can be like random and unrelated to what, you know, the product is or the vacation. Vacations are tricky, right? Because there are so many things that can affect your enjoyment that have nothing to do with the resort operations, you know? Maybe you have bad weather and you're in a bad mood. Maybe your spouse left you on the trip.
Well, yeah, that would definitely affect the
maybe
review.
You got arrested.
Or maybe that helps the review after a point.
Never know. You never know.
Spouse let me, but I met, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so, and so it all worked out for the best. I think what you want, right, is the review that says, overall, I loved it. Here's a couple of minor issues. Because that sort of seems like it's
yes,
all right?
That's like, yes.
It's both encouraging you to use the product, but
now,
it's
also
now,
do you leave reviews?
Very rarely.
Yeah, this is a one-way relationship.
It really is
a
one-way relationship.
Yes.
It really is.
Read the threes is what one of our texters says. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like you didn't torch the place and you didn't praise it.
Right.
You're like, meh, three.
So here's the thing, right? I mean, that's
is that every, so are Minnesotans more likely to give an overly positive review?
Yes. Yes. You give an overly positive review and
no,
then tell all your friends this thing sucked. Don't go get
yes,
it. Don't get it.
You leave negative comments.
Yes.
5 stars. Yes. Totino Grace, a solid 4.4 rating.
Boy, they were really mad at you for ripping Totino.
Boy, I thought that. I tell you.
Do not take off after Totino, man.
Don't go after the Catholics on a... It's not even Lent. Can't
your people? I mean, you're a Catholic. You would think.
I thought it was safe.
You and Harrigan.
Catholics were very sensitive.
Oof,
I mean, times have been tough for the Catholics. Let's be honest. It's not been the greatest news cycle.
No.
For the last 100 years, it's not been great since Kennedy. I mean, John Kennedy was a shining moment,
right?
And then
ever since then,
just been tough. With reviews, I always read the really, I weed out the really good over-the-top ones and the horrific ones. Same deal. Yeah, online, you know, there are whole businesses. I think there's a Twin Cities company that their business is reviews. It's very interesting.
I think we even run an ad for a business that will help scrub
negative
reviews that are clearly
that are bogus.
Bogus.
So yeah. I actually think Best Buy has done a terrific job with their reviews because they highlight people who are verified buyers. And when you buy,
I think Amazon's doing that now
and
too.
And Amazon does it too. I like that. I will say there are scammers out there with that. Remember the boxes that were showing at my house?
Yeah.
Like the random where they were addressed to other names, but my address.
Yeah.
That's part of a scam where you get counted as a verified buyer of your own product and you're just sending it to someone. And that way Amazon checks it off as, oh, it's a legit purchase. And then you can leave.
And didn't
a
you
review.
Try to contact Amazon and say, hey, you want this stuff back? And they went, nah, just keep it.
Right. It's finally stopped coming to my house.
That's good. Apparently whoever was doing the scam got what they wanted.
I think a lot of negative reviews are people who have no idea what they're talking about, like the quick oil change that allegedly ruined their transmission. Yeah, I think that's right also. We see that a lot in restaurants. Boy, restaurant people really hate the Yelpers. And I have mixed feelings. Like, the truth is, like, if people had a negative experience at your place, that is their experience. I think the issue is on those of us who overly rely on that stuff. Right. You should take it as a data point, and that's about it.
Everything in moderation, right?
But the fact that people are doing 70, that's amazing. People are addicted to reviews, I think. Some of them are very entertaining. I can be addicted to the entertainment value.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, one of our texters is saying, if I'm such a big Catholic, say three Hail Marys. All right, buckle up. Here we go. Hail Mary. Just kidding. I'll finish it during the break here on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 2:54 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason DeRusha with you. This is great hanging out here again today. I'm a little tired, I got to be honest. I hope I don't sound... Do I sound that tired?
I wouldn't say you sound tired. I mean, this is partially because, you know, we know each other to a point where I can sort of tell. There's a little punchiness there.
Yes.
I'm sensing, but...
Yeah,
I don't think it's that obvious.
Well, thank you.
So I just told everybody on a 50,000-watt radio station that it's happening. But
That's fine. You know. So when you work the early morning hours that I work, right, there are some days, let's be honest, like I've been doing this shift for 8 years, but some days you're more tired than others.
Sure.
It's just normal. It's true of everyone in your job, but I, like, an hour after I get to work, I'm on TV. So I wake up at 2:30, 2 hours later. Actually, I don't even wake up that early anymore. I wake up at 2:45 now.
It's nice when you can get it down to a science where you know exactly where you can get to.
So ridiculous. I'm like, I am sleeping 15 minutes later, and it's going to change my life. Mm-hmm. But it does. It's a big deal. But you're on TV like 2 hours later. Most people, like, you have a morning ramp up, right? You're working out, maybe. You're drinking your coffee. Yeah. No, I'm just on TV right away. And some days, let's just say the eyelids are a little droopier than others. And what's amazing is viewers are happy to let you know.
Oh, yeah.
You look tired.
Yeah.
Thanks. That, I don't know if there's anything that bothers. Trying to think of, like, things that.
Careful now.
Things that my
mother. You already got the Totino Grace people mad at you. Don't make anybody else mad at you.
The things that my mother says to me.
Oh, yeah.
Mom always thinks I sound tired. It's like, Mom, we're on the phone. Like, I'm not. Yeah. Does she want me to do this on the phone? Like, this level of energy?
Ma.
Hey, Ma. Like, my gosh. I'm like, Mom, it's like 7 o'clock on Sunday night. I'm sorry. I'm not tired. But when people say to you, like, oh, you look tired, I feel like that's one of the worst things you can say to someone.
Oh, I can say much worse than that, but I mean, but I understand what you're saying. They mean it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
They're thinking that they're being concerned for your welfare.
Correct. But it sounds like
you look, say, oh, great, I look like garbage. Thanks. Correct. Appreciate that. You
know? Yes. I don't care for that.
No, I wouldn't.
But now essentially I've just invited everyone to do that to me, right?
Well, like, and I wonder too, honestly, if some of it is just people anticipate because they know you work this absurd morning shift.
Yes.
That, you know, they're looking for you to look tired.
It's just an entree.
Assuming you're going to be tired.
It's rough when people are like, boy, you must have. I had a friend who used to text me and would say, like, oof, you look rough. And I'm thinking, I'm like, I literally did nothing last night. Like, it's possible I just, in fact, look, it may just be me. This may be what I look like.
Did you do too many keg stands last night? What's going on?
Yeah, I wish I did. Then my appearance would be justifiable. You'd feel better about it. Any big plans for you this weekend?
Winter Carnival?
Are you in the parade?
I'm not doing anything associated with the Winter Carnival. I love the people of St. Paul. I hope they have a wonderful time, but I'm not going to be involved.
Sounds like.
Got the Tina Grace people mad at us. I don't want to make anybody in St. Paul mad by saying I'm not going to be over there, but I'm not going to be over there.
That's all right.
You know.
Wherever.
I'm looking forward to football on Sunday. I've been kind of checked out on the NFL for the last few years, but man, these playoffs have been amazing.
You know, does it help that we don't have a dog in the fight? That our team is out?
It doesn't, because I don't care about the Vikings one way or the other. So,
I think the games have been so close. If you're on the losing end, I wonder how does it feel in Buffalo?
Well, I saw a lot of TikTok videos this past week of Buffalo fans celebrating before that final 13 seconds played out.
Right.
And I tell you what, man.
Woof. Hey, Vikings fans, we've been there. Yeah. We get it. 2:58 is the Lindis construction time. Time to request your free in-home heat map analysis with every insulation estimate. Fun to be with you. Jordana and Paul are next. Have a great day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.